Who Gave Justin Bieber a Swirly? By Graham Thacker, resident musicologist. First of all, his name is Justin Bieber. But His Majesty the Fred insisted on abusing the child's name in the title of this post because it appeals to some quaint Oklahoma sense of humor. I want it recorded that I agreed to the title under protest. I don't mind protesting here in the introduction because neither of His Majesty's readers will care. The title is, of course, referring to Mr. Bieber's ample shock of hair that seems rather absurdly swirled around as if it were styled by Neptune, the god of the deep. Now, I was unfamiliar with the term swirly until my time in the States in the early 1980s. For those of you in the civilized world, a swirly is an act of punishment in which two sinewy upperclassmen hold a smaller person, always male and always underclassman, nearly fully inverted over a toilet bowl, and dip his head into the water and flush. The swirling action creates a rather impressive and dynamic pattern in the child's hair as he is returned to an upright position. We called it a loo-do in our part of the world. It's not nice, regardless where the practice originated. I have no doubt it began sometime during the late Roman Republic as running water became all the rage. Nevertheless, it's not nice. To say it's barbaric were to denigrate the barbarians. The practice is decidedly Roman. Mind you, I remain open to the possible medical benefits of swirly practice. Mr. Bieber, like any other young chap his age, will very likely benefit from the brisk skull douche he has received. I look forward to his next album. Two predictions. First, he will likely have shorter hair on the cover photo. Second, he will finally distance himself from singing about how the lingering fragrance of finger paint brings back memories of his lost love. No, like baby, 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 thought you'd always be mine. There's not a single thing wrong with a single note of his music that I've heard. He has made wise choices about content and style throughout his entire career, and, truth be known, the smell of finger paint quite carries me away, too. Her name was Deirdre. Deirdre McQueven. And she had an equally attractive mother. Her mother was the teacher of our class. And I was in heaven the day that Deirdre and I were appointed to come forward and move the figures of Mary and Joseph and the donkey around on the felt board as Mrs. McQueven read from Luke's narrative of the Christmas story. And when it ended between us, I truly thought, Deirdre, 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 oh, like Deirdre, 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 thought you'd always be mine. And why not? I was 7. I had lived an entire lifetime, had I not? I was a person, was I not? And I knew what I wanted. And I knew my mathematical tables. Me plus you, I'ma tell you one time. Me plus you, I'ma tell you one time.